This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Straight ahead, social media takes on some social issues, and Instagram is taking new steps to look out for its users.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So often when one is taking on some tough times, one of the first warning signs appear on social media. It's become one of the many portals of which we reach out. While Instagram is taking this seriously and now aims to help users offer some help anonymously with new support options. Let's get right to it. Joining us now is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. So Nathan, seems like we're seeing this more and more on various social media platforms, taking on wellness, safety, social issues. So this is a new initiative from Instagram. Has the climate really been ripe as of late for something like this?
Yeah, I think it's a long overdue move, really. Instagram has hundreds of millions of users, and in some sense, you can see this as a step of really Instagram growing up and becoming a fully fledged social network in its own. Facebook offers these sorts of same suicide prevention and self-harm tools, and lots of other services do as well. And the simple fact is that you have a social network that's centered around people communicating through photos of themselves and videos of themselves. And so there's a lot of issues that center around someone's self-image and self-worth and how they view themselves and how they project that to the world. So this is definitely a long overdue move for Facebook, which owns Instagram.
So walk us through how this will work. How then does Instagram go about monitoring and looking out for this? How would the protocol go?
Well, it actually works the same way that Facebook's same suicide prevention tools work.
Okay.
There's no algorithm or special software or anything like that. It's really relying on people to flag posts and threats themselves. And the reason why they're doing this is hopefully your friends know you better than maybe any algorithm could. And if they see something that worries them, or looks like a threat, it might not be so obvious to a computer program, but it might be obvious to your friends or to your family, and they can flag those posts anonymously. And basically, if anyone sees something that worries them and looks like a threat, they can flag it, and then Facebook has a team of human beings that look at all of these reports 24/7, and then decides whether or not the next step needs to be taken.
I see. There seems to be, like we said, it's a growing trend in social media, and it's a sign of growing up and taking these issues to task. It's interesting that they would take such a big stand, though. Is there concern that this is just, literally life and death? Is there concern that they're secure enough in their teams and resources? I know they're working with some experts on this, but, it's a weighty subject.
Yeah, it is a weighty subject, and this is definitely something that any company has to tread carefully with and take seriously. So what you have here is Instagram teaming up with more than 40 organizations from around the world.
Okay.
There's groups like the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the National Eating Disorders Association, Save.org, and a group in the UK called Samaritans. And basically, once that 24/7 team of human beings looks at these posts, if they agree that it looks like it could be a threat, a message will come up for that person who posted the potentially threatening image or video. And it asks, can we help? Someone saw one of your posts and thinks you might be going through a difficult time. Mm-hmm. If you need support, we're here to help. And then from there, that user can take the option of either talking to a friend or contacting a helpline. And if they choose the helpline, that's where those more than 40 organizations around the world come in. So they give people the option of reaching out to someone that they trust, mm-hmm. or going to an organization that is trusted as well. And then there's also just like tips and support as well. So there's a lot going on, but it seems as though this is a proven method. It's something Facebook has been doing for a couple years now, and a lot of other online services and things that offer similar resources, they take this approach as well.
Really important information. Nathan, thanks as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.
Once again, we've been speaking to Nathan Olivares-Giles. He's the assistant news editor at WSJD. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.